This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Brian Nybar. Brian is the director of sales of Ridge Security, an amazing company found online at ridgesecurity.ai. And it's really cool that there's an AI in the name because AI is about 100 times or more faster than humans when it comes to what, Brian?
Finding all of the things that bad guys know about your web applications and networks, being able to do pen testing and adversarial emulations.
So you guys have a great philosophy. Think like a hacker. It's your best defense. Can you tell us, what is continuous threat exposure management? What kind of automated pen testing? What do you do to get us one step ahead of those bad guys?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think so. Continuous threat exposure management, I think, is really a mindset and approach to cybersecurity, where we've moved past the notion of pen testing being a particular point in time where you do it once or twice a year and you hope that that's going to keep you secure and safe. Continuous threat exposure management is really about a constant mindset and a constant approach to testing and scanning your applications, your networks, and your infrastructure, hopefully to find out what a bad guy would do if and when they were able to, you know, infiltrate your infrastructure. So being able to do automated pen testing, being able to do ransomware scenarios, being able to do weak credential exploits, and find the things in your applications and your networks that are not just vulnerable, but are actually truly exploitable. So effectively, what would a hacker do? How would a hacker think as they gain access to your systems and to your platforms? And then having that approach to be able to go and inform your remediation and your mitigation efforts based on what you learn from those exercises.
Now, vulnerability management's been around for a while, and I know the big vendors will soft audit your network and say, hey, you know, maybe the server returned this header, so I think you've got this hole. You go a lot farther than that, and there must be thousands of tests you have to have in your system. Do you call those plugins, and how many do you have, and how do you do that?
Yeah, so we've got a massive plugin library that our development team works really hard to update on a biweekly basis. We're talking about tens of thousands of plugins based on vulnerabilities, CVEs, threat actors, and what's actually being exploited out in the wild. Really what that allows our clients to do with Ridgebot is to stay in lockstep with what's going on out in the real world from an adversary emulation perspective. So if a new vulnerability pops up, a new CVE crops up out in the wild, the plugin library that our clients have access to is going to allow them to test for those vulnerabilities and weaknesses in near real time. Log4j is a really nice example of that. Our clients were able to go build a custom scenario and test for those vulnerabilities and find those things all through their infrastructure in very near real time as that issue popped up a couple of years ago.
And when you say you find a vulnerability, you're certain because you've soft exploited it. You've exploited it, but you haven't stole data, you haven't crashed your system. This kind of pen testing won't take a bank offline if they leverage Ridgebot, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going one step further than just providing a list of vulnerabilities. I think that's one of the challenges we have in cybersecurity is just that alert fatigue and just the number of vulnerabilities that traditional vulnerability scanning is going to create. In an ideal world with infinite resources and time, we'd go patch and we'd go remediate everything. But that's just not realistic. So Ridgebot is going to take that one step further and say, here are the vulnerabilities that we've discovered in your applications, in your network, in your infrastructure. But we're going to take it one step further. And in that mentality of thinking like a hacker, we're going to go try to exploit those vulnerabilities and get past any kind of compensating controls or mitigations that a client has in place to be able to say, here's what a hacker would actually be able to do. And here were the 7 vulnerabilities we were actually able to exploit out of this list of 25 or 30. Those are the ones that a client's going to want to prioritize from a remediation and from a patching perspective, because those are the things that a hacker would actually be able to leverage for the bad thing to happen, the hack, the breach that we all want to ultimately avoid.
Now, Brian, does this take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, a day, a week? And when you're running Ridgebot on a network and an environment, you know, I've got a hybrid, I've got cloud, I've got on-prem. When you're running it agentlessly, which is a great way to be deployed, of course, are you taking up a lot of bandwidth?
Potentially. It really depends on the size of the network, the size of the application you want to test. I think that's one of the real powerful pieces of what Ridgebot can do, because you're not having to do all of this at one particular point in time. You know, the traditional mindset of a pen test was it's going to take a lot of work, it's going to take a lot of planning, it's going to take a lot of resources. Let's go deep and let's find as much as we can in this 2 week time period, because it can be so painful. With Ridgebot, I can chunk those assessments up however I want, and really control the amount of bandwidth that's being taken, the amount of disruption to the business. And as we're orchestrating a test in Ridgebot, you can actually identify what level of pain threshold do you have. Do you want the Ridgebot to not have any kind of impact on your systems, or do you want to tolerate a little bit of impact on the system, and see what a hacker would actually do in the environment? So each client can take a really bespoke approach to what they want the system to be able to do, but they can also build a very small or a very large scenario and test to be able to see exactly how quickly a hacker would be able to do something, but also build a test that doesn't take very long to run in the system. Or they could go for a much deeper assessment that might take a couple of hours to run, but they're going to get a very comprehensive understanding of what's in that system or in that particular application as a byproduct of that test.
Ryan, that's great, the flexibility in Ridgebot and the fact that you've got kind of an AI brain. I'd love to learn more about that. Have you discovered that, you've got to close your critical vulnerabilities first, or are there certain kinds of CVSS, common vulnerability scored CVEs, that are not as, that are nuanced at the medium level that people get surprised about? Kind of, what are you finding and what do you recommend on best practices?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And Gartner actually commissioned a study on this a couple of years ago. I think the traditional mindset is that let's go focus on the criticals. Let's go focus on those high severity vulnerabilities first. Those have got to be where the most bang for the buck is, right? The study from Gartner actually found that the vast majority of breaches and hacks actually originated from medium severity and lower severity findings. So the mindset of saying let's just focus on severity and patch and remediate in that order is a little bit flawed. So the benefit to Ridgebot is to say, I know that we had a medium severity vulnerability that came out of a particular application or a network, but RidgeBrain, which is our AI-powered platform under the hood, using iterative attacks, just like a hacker would, was able to take that medium or low severity finding and daisy chain together a really ugly attack path. And that's what the Ridgebot report is actually going to show our clients is we started with this very low, medium severity, probably innocuous finding if we're looking at it from a surface level. Look what a hacker would be able to do as a result of that, starting from what seems like a very not particularly nefarious finding.
Can the Ridgebot and the RidgeBrain be deployed on-prem for folks who want to test all their vulnerabilities behind the firewall?
Yeah, absolutely. So Ridgebot is an on-premise deployed platform, whether that's a VM in your infrastructure or on your own bare metal servers. So clients don't have to worry about really some really crown jewel information, some really scary information being transported across the internet. So it all resides in-house in that regard, from a deployment perspective, which is a nice peace of mind for our clients.
I'd like to say, who can't afford to have Ridgebot, but I'm curious, is it targeted at the SMBs who, 80% of GDP comes from businesses that could go out of business with one of these vulnerabilities being exploited? Do you help large enterprises, government? Who's your sweet spot target client, and how quickly can they be deployed?
So it's one of the biggest benefits of Ridgebot, in my opinion, is that we're equally as applicable to the Fortune 1000 companies as we are to the small and medium businesses. Obviously, cybersecurity and cybercrime is as much of a pertinent concern for those small and medium businesses, to your point, where one hack or one breach could be the end of business for them. Our platform is easy to stand up and easy to deploy. Our customer success team does a phenomenal job of training any user on the capabilities of the platform. For an enterprise client who might have an internal red team, it's a phenomenal belt and suspenders approach, in my opinion, to be able to supplement what they're doing from a broader testing perspective, to be able to deploy Ridgebot and go say, let's test this network, let's test this application once a month, once a week, find some of the low-hanging fruit potentially, but also give us a more continuous validation on our security controls in and amongst the things that their internal red team or a cybersecurity consultancy might come in and find on an annual basis. The small and medium businesses, it can be almost a pen testing team in a box, in my opinion, because you can deploy it. It's going to go one step further than a vulnerability scanner is, because it's actually going to try to exploit whatever it uncovers that a vulnerability scanner wouldn't do. So those small and medium businesses can get a real nice peace of mind to understand what's in their environment. And what do they need to do from a patching and remediation perspective? I think if I sit in the shoes of a small and medium business owner and I run a vulnerability scan and I'm presented with a list of 200 vulnerabilities, I'm panicking. I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to prioritize first. And the task feels almost insurmountable. With Ridgebot, I'm able to say, I know these five things are the most likely to lead to a breach or to a hack. Let's prioritize those amongst everything else that might be in my environment. So I know I'm thinking like a hacker and finding the things that they might find if they were able to gain access to my infrastructure.
Brian, that's wonderful. And so whether I'm a small business or a large enterprise, you can augment my pen testing team, my purple team, my red team, you can augment my teams. And on patch management and on, you know, Seam, Sim, SOAR, do you have plugins or alerts that help other systems communicate with your AI brain?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some different partnerships out in the marketplace with different SIM, SOAR, XDR, EDR platforms. The Ridgebot report that's going to be created with every different assessment that a client performs is also going to detail for them the payload that the Ridgebot platform deployed, all of the evidence that was collected to go along with that exploitation. So the IT team can see, yes, here was the payload that was deployed. Here was the results that came back. So I can see they actually got domain control on this particular system. So they've got the confidence to know they're focused on the right things from a remediation and from a patching perspective as well. So it really does a fantastic job of augmenting a small and medium-sized security team that simply doesn't have the time and resources to go do full pen testing necessarily, or doesn't have the budget to stand up their own internal red team.
And I would think that would be great to defend the pricing that I want for my cyber insurance policy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know that I'll go so far as to say that we'll make the claim that we'll lower your premiums necessarily, although I do think there's a world in the future where those are the kinds of questions that cyber insurance companies are going to start asking. Is the type of technology you're deploying, how often you're doing these types of assessments in your environment. But it certainly is a very good tool in the tool belt to get that peace of mind and confidence that you're focused on the right things, that you're testing on a regular basis to find the things before the bad guys find them ultimately.
Brian, that's wonderful. And is Ridgebot deployed through channel, direct? How do I get a hold of Ridgebot?
We deploy through all of the above. So we do have a very nice partner and channel network out there with lots of different VARs and MSSPs. You can also contract directly with us. So you're welcome to visit our website, submit a request for some information to our sales team, and we can point you in the direction if you've got a particular VAR or MSSP that you'd like to work with, or if you prefer to contract directly with us, that's always an option as well.
That's wonderful. Easy to get a hold of you guys at ridgesecurity.ai. And Brian, I'm curious, have we covered everything you want to talk about today? Is there anything we missed that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
The only thing I would say, just from a general knowledge perspective, is Gartner is doing a really nice job with their latest hype cycle around the continuous threat exposure management space. You know, they came up with the new adversarial exposure validation, which combines the automated pen testing, red teaming, and breach and attack simulation technology. I think they're really at the forefront of what's driving the need for this type of technology. I would encourage anybody who is interested in that to always think of Gartner as a good resource in that regard and a great place to learn more about some of the emerging technologies in those spaces.
You heard it here first, folks. Brian Nyber is the Director of Sales of Ridge Security, found online at ridgesecurity.ai. If you want to get 100% faster than human testing, get continuous threat exposure management from this award-winning company.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.